Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, that's Nathan Fox. I am a teacher at LSAT Demon, and he is the co-founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT.
What do we got in front of us here?
An email from Anonymous, who's taken the LSAT two times, scoring 151 in November, and at the time of the email, hadn't gotten their February score back yet. So we know of a 151 on record. Anonymous has a 3.83 GPA and has PTs in the mid-160s. They mention that the three schools they're most enthusiastic about are UT, ASU, and BYU. Interesting range there. But they got three questions.
One, should I plan on taking the April and June tests, even if my February LSAT is sufficient for a half to full ride at those three schools? I would ask, do those three schools give full rides? Do they give full ride plus?
Good question.
I'm going to go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships to answer this one. Scholarship estimator works on, backward looking data. So I don't know what these schools are going to do tomorrow. I just know what they've done in the past. So University of Texas, I'm going to click on them and I'm going to learn that. Yeah. Texas seems like it might give stipends. We got, it's looking like on their most recent 509 that 3% of the school was there on a stipend, 1% paid no tuition, 40% paid something less than half tuition. So there's a big group of people that pay less than 50%. Then there's another huge group of people that pay more than 50%, but not 100%. And then there's only 7% of the class that pays full tuition. So I guess what Anonymous is saying is, should I settle for a half to full ride at a school like that? I'd like the full ride if I could get it.
Mm-hmm.
Law school is not cheap.
Yeah. I got the other schools 509s up.
Cool.
ASU, 3% of the class has more than full tuition. 9% gets full tuition. BYU, 31% of the class gets more than full and 19% get full. I think there is some stuff with BYU and pricing for LDS members. Mm-hmm. So
I believe that is true.
Not sure.
But yeah, 31% getting a stipend and 19% paying no tuition at all at that school. If you're only getting, you might be paying less than half tuition. If tuition's $30,200, they might have given you a $16,000 scholarship and you feel like you're getting a great price, but actually half of the school is getting a better price than that. So yeah, that's where you just got to be careful with these partial scholarships or scammerships, as we often call them. What did it look like again for ASU? I'm sorry, I forgot.
ASU, 3% gets more than full, 9% gets full tuition, 36% gets half to full, with 44% getting less than half.
Yeah. All these numbers are on the 509 report. I like looking at it on the roll call tool, because it just shows you so starkly that, I'm getting a great deal over here. I'm paying less than half tuition at ASU. And it's like, well, you're getting an okay deal, but there's, 12% of the school that's getting a better deal than that, either paying no tuition or getting actually money back. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So the question was, should you plan on taking the April and June tests, even if you get a score that you think is good enough to get you a decent scholarship at those schools?
Yes.
Why not? You're applying next cycle anyways. You've got those test attempts. You might surprise yourself with a higher score or your ability to get to a much higher score and broaden your range beyond those three schools. You're already casting kind of a broad net throughout the Southwest anyways. There are other schools there, and if you decide, hey, maybe go over to Los Angeles or maybe head on up to the Bay, there are some other schools that you could be thinking about.
I would apply to the University of Utah for sure. If you're going to apply to BYU, I think you should apply to New Mexico. I think you should apply to Arizona. You said Arizona State, but you should apply to Arizona. Mm-hmm. You should apply, yeah, to the competitor schools in Los Angeles, because those schools definitely compete with ASU. I would be applying to 15, maybe 20 schools if you care about the money, which apparently you do care somewhat because you're mentioning it to us. I don't know why you wouldn't cast a real broad net. And even at these schools, it seems worth it. If you know for sure, no, I can only go to these three schools. Half to full is not the same thing as full or stipend. So it seems like you could get a better price, and there's just no downside. Law schools are paying you for your highest LSAT. They want your highest LSAT score. And we have sent people to Yale who took the test 5 times. So if you can take it 5 times and go to Yale, you can take it 5 times and go anywhere. There's a myth. I was just debunking this today on the LSAT Demon Discord. There's just a myth that some schools, they really care if you take it you take it a couple or 3 times, that's okay. But if you take it more than that, then they really want to know why. And I'm like, yeah, you took it again because you thought you could do better. And they don't need to know anything more than that. I just don't think their behavior indicates that they don't care. So whatever they say, I don't care what they say, because I know that schools admit people who did take it 5 times. And I think it's worth stressing, actually, that the more they ask that question of like, why did you take it again? Or why was there a discrepancy between your scores? I feel like they're fishing to see if you will out yourself as an accommodated student, because it would be real easy for you to say, well, yeah, the first 3 attempts, I didn't have accommodations, or the first 2 attempts or first 1 attempt, I didn't have accommodations. And then I got because of these accommodations, that's why I was able to do well. And then they're going to be like, oh, thank you for that information. We didn't have that information previously, but now we know that your high LSAT was related to accommodations, and they're not legally allowed to discriminate against you. They're not even legally allowed to ask, did you have accommodations? LSAC doesn't tell them that you have accommodations. But if you tell them that, I feel like they're just giving you an opportunity to tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, number 2. With games being my strongest section, should I assume I will only take the remaining 2 shots, that is April and June, because games is there?
No, don't assume that. Sure, games might be your strongest, but over that time, you might continue to improve at LR and RC. And by the time the August test rolls around, maybe you're crushing LR and RC and you still know that you have better score in you. Be prepared to maximize your test attempts.
Yeah, if games is your best section, then I definitely would take April and June. But if you have shots remaining, and if your practice tests, at that point, you would want to stop doing games, and your practice tests will just only be 2 sections of LR and 1 section of RC. But if those practice tests are higher than whatever the highest score is you have on record, then I think you're crazy for not taking it again.
Yep.
Oh, last question we already answered. Given I want to stay in the Southwest, should I apply more broadly than the 3 schools mentioned? Absolutely. I mean, there's another school in Arizona and another school in Utah. And there's all kinds of other, there's more schools in Texas. There's lots of schools in California, again, New Mexico, Colorado. Like, why not expand? Just if nothing else, they might make you a crazy offer that you just have to take, because it's like, no, they gave me this special thing where it's a full tuition guaranteed $10,000 a year stipend. And they're going to let me have all these special opportunities and clinics and whatnot. I mean, yeah, applying broadly, retaking it just never hurts you, as long as you think you can do better. You don't have to actually do better. You just have to have a reason to take it again, which is like, I've got some practice test scores that are higher than my highest score on record, so I should take it again. So in that scenario, it never hurts you to retake it. And I can't see how it ever hurts you to apply to more schools. It's just like time and some money for the applications. But lawyers don't care about spending time on things like this. And the stakes are so high. You're talking about tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Unequivocally? How do you say
unequivocally.
That? Unequivocally.
Yeah.
Yes. Apply more broadly than 3 schools.
Yeah. So I think, yes to taking it in April and June. Yes to taking it in further tests if you still have bullets to fire and you think you can do better. And yes to applying more broadly. Thanks, Anonymous. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.